don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is Anthony Bourdain. My introduction to the world of Anthony Bourdain began with the sound of hearing my mother laughing while reading a book in her favorite chair. Not a minute passed before she was laughing again. I was getting ready for work, and between trips to my coffee cup, I stopped and said, "Okay, I give. What are you reading that has you cracking up so much?" She peered over her glasses, flicked the ash off her cigarette, and held up the book. I read the title, Kitchen Confidential. Being the saint she was, she finished the book that evening. When I got home around midnight, it was on my pillow. Soon it was me doing the laughing. Not long after it was announced that Chef Arthur Bourdain would be coming to Coral Gables, where there was an outpost of the restaurant he worked at during this time in New York, Leal, to do a book signing, I walked over there on that day. He was much healthier looking in person than I ever would have imagined from having read his book. He recognized me and feigned a moment of concern due to the fact that he'd written some not-so-kind things about Emeril in Kitchen Confidential, and he knew Emeril and I were longtime pals. Before long, Tony, as his friends called him, was not only becoming a friend, but he graciously wrote the foreword to my fifth cookbook, New World Kitchen. It would be impossible to do justice to him in the short time of my radio program, but I was so very fortunate to know him that not sharing some vignettes would be ungenerous of me. He was much more well-behaved than the book portrayed. This likely came through to the legions who faithfully watched his television shows over the years. I was his guest on two of them. The first show we did was down in Key West in 2006. It's online if you like. The next show he invited me to be on took us off the coast of Venezuela to the island of Petite Saint Vincent. It was a bit of a slog to get to it. When we did, I was amazed to discover there were no bars nor food markets. I wondered how in the hell we were going to do a Tony-styled show on an island devoid of those two lodestones. We spent the next 2 days shooting. It was set up that we would end the show on Happy Island in Clifton Harbor. Its owner and builder is one Janti Ramage. "I built Happy Island," he said, leaning on his bar, "because I'm full of magic." While we sucked down some rum punches and cameras rolled, Tony set up a kind of parlor game he likes to play. He asked me to think of songs with the most idiotic lyrics. He said, "Don McLean's American Pie is probably my favorite example of stupid verse." Tony loved attacking all manner of sacred cows. When I asked him his favorite songwriters, he picked the Ramones. I'm sure I winced. The sun was beginning to set. We'd been on the water the entire day. It was time to head back to Miami via skiffs and then planes. We said goodbye to the small crew. We hugged goodbye, with Tony giving Janet a kiss on each cheek. Until again, dear friend, until again. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.